The defending NBA champion Cavs are in a mid-season slump, and star LeBron James is losing patience. James publicly criticized the front office Monday following the team's fifth loss in seven games. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, what's going on with James and the Cavs?
First of all, this has one been my issue really since he's come back to Cleveland, which is watch his minutes, get LeBron rest. He is not Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, what's LeBron doing in terms of his minutes?
Averaging the most in the NBA.
Right. He's playing almost 38 minutes a game, more than any other player. Now, LeBron is in his 14th NBA season. That's a lot of miles on the tires.
Considering how many times he's been to the playoffs almost every season.
He has played the sixth most minutes in NBA history when you count in playoffs and regular seasons. Sixth most.
Yeah, that's a lot.
No, and that's too much. Secondly, they forget when you're defending champions, teams come at you harder. And if you're not playing as well, you struggle. Third issue, you know, LeBron sometimes likes to coach and sometimes likes to be the general manager.
Right.
Well, last year was a lot of coaching. This year, he's wandering into general manager territory because what does he want?
Yeah, he wants a backup point guard.
Yeah, he misses Matthew Dellavedova.
The Australian player who signed with another team in the
offseason. Right, basically, Matthew Dellavedova got $10 million a year to play for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cavs looked at that and said, all the best. But they were not been able to really find a backup point guard to help. And yes, they need a backup point guard. Okay, so you don't play Kyrie. Kyrie Irving's also playing too many minutes,
yeah,
too.
He's the point guard.
The point guard right now. Kyrie Irving, who came off a fractured kneecap a year ago. And even though it feels like he's still young, this is his sixth NBA season. So these guys have been around.
Mm-hmm.
NBA trading deadline's in the middle of February. So LeBron has done this in the past, kind of put pressure on the front office, telling the media, we need this, we need that, we need that. But this is my other issue, is the backup point guard and lack thereof is not why you gave up 120-some points to the Pelicans, or why. How about this? It was over 10 years ago that a LeBron James team gave up at least 100 points in 10 straight games, so they just did it again.
They're not playing defense at all.
At all. They're just trying to outscore people. So, you know, some of that is J.R. Smith is hurt and everything, but Amanda, you know, right now, this is a time of the year where January or coming into February where it feels like you've been playing forever, but it feels like the playoffs are still a long ways away. And they are.
Yeah.
So that's when teams kind of hit the blues and so on. Now, this is what I would do. I doubt they would. They gave LeBron, remember, kind of a mini vacation a few years ago?
Yeah, they rested him for a little while.
Almost like 9 days rather. I'm not sure I'd go that long, but get him out of there. You know, he's probably just worn down. Also, Amanda, they got to start winning some games periodically when he doesn't play.
Yeah.
Their record without LeBron is 4-18 since he came back to Cleveland.
That's brutal.
4-18. You can't be so dependent upon LeBron.
Well, and then you have the coach, Tyronn Lue. He took over in midseason last year.
Right. The players wanted Tyronn Lue. They got Tyronn Lue. David Blatt was fired.
And now he has the challenge of trying to take them back to the finals.
Right. And he is still an inexperienced coach. It's a year later. It's not as much fun. I mean, he's already given a lot of his kind of pep talks and different things already.
Yeah.
So now, and you've got a grumpy star.
Right. Yeah.
Now, this grumpy star may be supporting you, but he's a grumpy star. By the way, none of this stuff is fatal, but you watch it right now, and if you're a Cavs fan, you go, oh, my Lord, they'll never win another game. Forget the title, all these things.
The sky's falling, Terry.
It always is. Just remember, LeBron has been to the last six NBA finals, and if he had to bet, which I never would, but I think he would be going to number seven this year.
These January Blues, they usually do figure out a way to get out of it.
And good teams will, yeah. Amanda. They really will. And look, LeBron is, you know, into his legacy. LeBron, the last thing he's going to do is try and tank the season. No, he wants to win. I'll say this. One thing about passion and being grumpy, it's a lot better than, hey, I don't care. It's not my problem.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.